This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. About a dozen prison officials from Afghanistan just wrapped up a visit to Colorado. They stayed in a former women's prison, which has been transformed into an international corrections training center. This is in Canyon City, and it's run jointly by the U.S. State Department and the Colorado Department of Corrections. The goal is to help foreign countries improve conditions in their prisons. CPR's Andrea Dukakis spent a day with the Afghan delegation and has a report for us. First, we want to note that state prisons are in the news for another reason. An assault at the Arkansas Valley Correctional Facility has left one prison staffer dead and another seriously injured. So here is Andrea's report.
It's an unlikely scene. The Afghan visitors are in a gym, taking turns climbing under tables and zigzagging through cones. Many are wearing manjams, the traditional Afghan men's clothing, long shirts with pajama-like pants. Jason Smith is one of their trainers.
They're doing an obstacle course. The person running the obstacle course is blindfolded. Their partner is guiding them through the obstacle course with words only.
Smith says the game is supposed to develop teamwork and help the students when they return to the challenges of running prisons back home. In addition to the Afghans, five other foreign delegations have come here for the training, including officials from Brazil, Morocco, and Lebanon. But it's hardly all games. In the 3 weeks of training, the Afghan officials have toured Colorado prisons and taken classes on everything from dealing with high-risk inmates to high-tech surveillance. Mohammed Fasihi is part of the delegation. He's the assistant director for corrections in Afghanistan. Fasihi explains through a translator that it's helped him to see how the U.S. runs its prisons, which he says are cleaner and more secure. He says prisons in Afghanistan are so overcrowded that some inmates live in repurposed apartment buildings.
In some of the provinces, you may find prisons in the rental houses, and then we use it as a prison. So that is the main challenge that we are facing, too, that we don't have a standardized prison to keep our inmates in.
Fasihi says these kinds of prisons create a security risk, especially when dealing with their most challenging inmates, members of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
They are creating disturbances inside the prison, and they are always trying to find a way to escape from the prison. They are organized people. They are supported by the Al-Qaeda from outside, and they make problems for our prison staff as well.
Colorado officials say while Al-Qaeda poses challenges for the Afghans, prisons here have faced similar problems. The state has a long history of dealing with organized gangs and dangerous inmates, and in the past, overcrowded prisons. Bill Claspel runs the training center. He says one key to keeping a prison secure is separating different kinds of offenders. In Afghanistan, he says violent criminals can live side by side with petty criminals. Claspel also says good relationships between inmates and staff are critical.
We have officers that are actually walking around in the yards, walking around in cell houses, integrating with the offenders, talking with them. In some of these countries, it's not unusual for officers to not want to go in with the offenders because the offenders are dangerous. And it would be dangerous for the staff to walk in there.
The visitors at the training center observe education classes and jobs programs for the prisoners. They also visit many of the prison industries where the inmates work.
Everything from our fishery and greenhouse to furniture manufacturing to plastic bags and air filters. That's another aha moment when these other countries say, you know, we could do that.
But Claspel is the first to admit the Colorado system isn't a perfect model. Critics say despite reforms, Colorado overuses solitary confinement as a way to control inmates, and that conflicts between inmates and between inmates and guards aren't unusual. Still, Claspel says,
if you find a perfect correctional system, we'd be happy to model it. I don't think that it exists. I think that we do a very good job at what we do.
The State Department will be working to help the Afghan officials improve conditions at home. But in the face of escalating tension between Afghans and Americans, realizing any of these changes may be easier in theory than in practice. Now we turn to Steve Kraft, who works for the State Department on law enforcement in Pakistan and Afghanistan. He helped bring the Afghan group to Colorado, and he says this type of training benefits both the foreign visitors, like the Afghans, and the U.S.
We have a real interest in ensuring that the correction system in Afghanistan is safe and secure and humane, that the Afghan people feel as if they can get justice from their own government. And frankly, if some of the people that are incarcerated are national security threats and threats to our troops and our allies who are fighting side by side with the Afghans, we want to ensure that the correctional facility are good enough to keep those people off the battlefield.
What unique needs when it comes to corrections does a place like Afghanistan have?
Well, first of all, they are in an armed conflict right now, so that would make them somewhat unique, although that conflicts exist all around the globe. But in terms of the Afghan correctional facilities needs, their system needs are very, very widespread. They need help with prisoner classification and separating, common criminals from very violent offenders, including terrorists. They need help with prison administration. They need help with getting their facilities up to snuff. We're talking in many cases about very, very old prison facilities. They need to learn how to handle disturbances within the prisons properly with as minimum violence as possible. And it's really remarkable. We have achieved a lot together with them, but we have got to give the Afghans credit. Their central prisons directorate is a fantastic partner with us. And they are always in the lead.
And the U.S. correction system isn't necessarily a paragon of perfection. There are lots of issues in Colorado and elsewhere about how you classify prisoners, whether you put them in administrative segregation, solitary confinement. There are also issues about the facilities, how well they're kept up, and there are other problems here. Why is the United States equipped really to help others when the United States is not perfect itself?
Right. Well, I don't think anybody would say that any country's prison systems are perfect. The point is that we have learned a great deal through the years, and the Afghans have a system that was destroyed over many years of civil conflict. So there is a great deal that they can learn from us, even though our system may or may not be perfect. We have a long history of working with corrections experts from Colorado. The system there is recognized nationally as one of our best. And because of that relationship, we focused in on setting up a training center there in Canyon City. But there is a lot we can learn from them, and frankly, sometimes we learn surprising things from them as well, whether it's the Afghans or other representatives from those various countries. It's a great learning experience, whether it's the Afghans in this case. There's a lot of learning going on.
Can you give me an example of something you may have learned from them or from another country about how they organize their correction system?
Well, one of the things, Afghan's prison system is much more similar to a state prison system than, say, our federal system would be. And the things that they encounter with prisoners are and tribal issues and family issues and visitation rights and the difficulties in handling women prisoners given cultural norms and differences. Those are all the kind of things that I think are very interesting for correctional experts in the United States to learn about.
Steve Kraft, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
Steve Kraft is with the U.S. State Department, and he spoke with CPR's Andrea Dukakis.